Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In part four of their real-world Azure series, Blaine Barton and Don Noonan discuss how you can implement remote desktop applications on Windows Azure. Tune in as Don demos how you can easily connect to your VM in the cloud via the internet, as he offers some tips and tricks along the way. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And I'm in my studio here in Florida, and I'm bringing my return guest back to TechNet Radio. That is Mr. Don Noonan. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, Blaine. How about yourself?
Fantastic. You're a cloud architect for Skylera, so welcome. We're going to get into this part is using remote desktop with Windows Azure, correct?
That's right.
Well, take it away.
So, Blaine, we were talking about basically remote desktop connections, and, you know, first impression is that remote desktop connections have been around for a long time. They're very easy to put together. They're built into Windows, and, in fact, they're built into Windows Azure by default. When you spin up a new VM on Windows Azure Infrastructure as a Service, it automatically creates an endpoint so that you can connect to basically your VM in the cloud from the public internet. So, by default, you end up with an endpoint in here called RDP. It opens TCP port 3389 on the VM side, and then typically it has a randomly generated public port number so that it's unique on your cloud service instance. So in this case, if I go back to that machine and I click on connect, the Windows Azure portal automatically creates on the fly an RDP icon that lets me connect to that machine. And so I would connect through the normal RDP that we're all used to. What we're going to talk about today is kind of taking that to the next level. A lot of folks are looking at using Windows Azure, the IaaS role, to be able to host classic workloads. So let's say you have a traditional client-server type application, and you've put both those tiers in the data center, and you simply want to be able to have remote access to that, like if you're creating a sales demonstration environment or maybe a training environment. So in this case, what I've created is a classroom, basically, a virtual classroom out of the East Coast data center. And I basically created a single cloud service with 10 virtual machines. And those 10 virtual machines, you can see the endpoints that are open on that, basically the cloud service VIP or the public IP address. And here are all those unique port numbers that allow us to RDP to the individual VMs that participate in this cloud service. If you notice, though, there's kind of a systematic approach to those numbers. So the only downside to port numbers, or I guess what you'd call NAT traversal, to be able to do RDP sessions from the public internet to a cloud service, is that outbound ports aren't always open on customer sites. So you can't assume anything beyond, at least these days, like port 80 or 443. As we know, most people have, if they have internet access, they're able to browse websites, you know, do banking online, but who knows whether or not, you know, port 55,000 or any of these high port numbers are available. So there's two approaches I take to make sure that, you know, potential customers can connect to their cloud instance or their VM. So one approach is to specify a port range. So here I've got a PowerShell script that was responsible for setting up those VMs, or basically creating all those VMs through the management interface of Windows Azure. But this is the key right here. So scenario one is, what if we were to provide a specific port range so that we could let our customers know ahead of time, hey, you know, let your IT staff know that in order to connect to this class or this sales demonstration, that they need a specific port available. So rather than have Windows Azure dynamically generate, you know, a number that's within 50,000, we can specify a port number at the time of deployment. So here I've picked a block and I've said, okay, I'm just going to have a contiguous set of public port numbers so that as each one of these VMs gets created, the RDP endpoint is automatically created with a unique, a specific range that I know. The other option is to set up what's called a remote desktop gateway. So Microsoft has a product where it allows you to come in on normal port numbers or I guess normally open port numbers, specifically 443. So over secure HTTPS, that remote desktop gateway can accept incoming connections on normally open ports and then automatically redirect those to 3389 on private ports. In Windows Azure world, that's as simple as creating one more small VM instance and then adding the remote desktop gateway role. So there's two other things that we want to talk about. One is, what if I want to expose a specific application rather than an entire desktop? So, you know, those of you familiar with Citrix and other client-side delivery solutions, for a while now, you've been able to deploy a Windows application in kind of a seamless windowed look, so it looks just like it's installed on the customer's desktop. Well, Microsoft released that. It's called Remote App, and it's built into Server 2008 R2 and Server 2012. So I've got kind of two samples here. Full desktop, this is simply a copy of the RDP icon that's automatically generated from the portal. So it's as simple as going here, clicking on virtual machines, selecting a VM, clicking connect, and then saving that. When I save it and we view it, if you notice, the public DNS name, which is associated with my cloud service, and then the public port number, that's how it connects to an individual machine behind the firewall of your cloud service. And then, of course, it pre-fills out what the username is and whether or not to prompt for credentials. The other way, which allows you to basically publish a specific application, is called a remote app. If you notice, there's a lot more settings within a remote app, but in this case, same exact public DNS name to connect to that machine, but at this point I just want to launch Excel. So let's go ahead and try that. So this is basically connecting to a virtual machine within Windows Azure, and it's going to launch Excel, but it's going to run it locally on my machine. So without the start menu experience, without the entire desktop, I can basically run Excel as though it's running locally on my machine and interact with it, whether clipboard or printing. So all those things that you've seen with technologies like Citrix are available in box with Windows Server 2008 R2 and beyond. So this, the machine in the background here in our portal, is hosting Microsoft Excel, and I'm running it through the public cloud service in a remote app so that it appears as a locally installed program on my system.
It's very cool. It's very cool. So what are the, just kind of finalize things here, give us the rundown on the list of implementing this.
Yeah, so it's pretty straightforward. You can use an existing gallery image as long as it's Windows Server 2008 R2 or higher, and both Server 2012 and Server 2008 R2 are available as gallery images within the Windows Azure portal. And then in order to provide remote app, you just go through the server manager and you say add roles, and one of the features included in the remote desktop services role is called remote app, and it provides a very simple interface called remote app manager, and it allows you to just pick and choose what applications you want to publish like we've seen today. So if I want to publish Excel, I just launch remote app manager and I browse to Excel, and you can just choose who you want to have access to it. But in terms of the back-end infrastructure of the ports, we didn't have to touch anything in terms of the endpoints exposed by the cloud service or the endpoints of each individual VM. Remote app runs over 3389 just like the full desktop does. So the nice part is when you're testing or you're trying something out, if you can perform a full desktop connection, then you should be able to do a remote app connection as well.
Thanks, Don, for running through that. So what else do you want to leave us with today?
I would say, remote desktop is a great way to deliver classic applications. And in the past, especially the past couple of years, rolling out a large deployment of classic applications has involved a lot of different products and vendors, and you know, with the inclusion of a remote app in the Windows Server stack and the ease of use of RDP and endpoints in Windows Azure Infrastructure as a Service, it's become extremely simple and cost-effective to deliver a classic client server running from public cloud without having to, you know, get involved in all these different products and learn a whole bunch of I guess different management interfaces.
Yeah, I hear you, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it from the specialist out there with Windows Azure, and that's Don Noonan, cloud architect for Skylera. And by the way, talking about remote desktop with Windows Azure, if you want to check out Windows Azure, I highly encourage you to go out and get your subscription. You can go to http://try-azure, as you see here on the screen. Go and get your account, set up your subscription, and spin up a VM, and you get this remote desktop, remote app going. So with that, Don, any last words?
Hey, Blaine, I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and looking forward to learning about other things in Windows Azure in the future.
Absolutely, and we're going to bring you back. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, that's IT Time from TechNet Radio. With that, it's a wrap.